Grace Love.
Hi. Uh-oh.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Is that a door is ajar sound? The door is ajar. The door is ajar.
Oh, it's totally ajar. I'm sitting in my car.
Yeah. The door is ajar in the car. But how can a door be ajar? These are the questions we're going to get at today on Filter.
I thought where you were trying to go with that.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, if you saw where I was going, then I feel okay, and I feel like I'm going to be all right.
Yeah, you're going to be all
right. Thank you, Grace. Thank you. Yeah, because I was feeling kind of off today. I was feeling fine when I was at my apartment, you know, and then when I left and, like, something about the clouds and like just the last like week of just nightmarish existence.
Yeah. Oh, I'm with you on that. So hard.
Like, what are we supposed to do? Like, I mean, you know,
laugh and grin and try to trick our brains. That's all we can do.
Okay, I can be with that, and I will be. I'm just gonna step it up and just be like, at least when I looked at the air quality this morning and it was green, I was like, okay,
yeah,
like that is something. And I looked again like 20 minutes later, and it was orange, but it was still green for a little bit.
Yep, exactly.
Well, so how have you been doing with the? I mean, obviously it's been rough with the air stuff, and you can't even go outside with Milo or anything.
I can't do very much with him.
Is he with you right now?
No, I'm grateful. I had to have somebody watch him.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, it'll be one of these days. Well, we'll be interviewing him. So tell us about Grace.
So embarrassed.
It's gonna be like, my mom was the best. She loves me so much. Yeah, that's
almost
what my kids
too much.
Yeah. No, you can't love him too much. Well, and how old is he now? He's like, I think I was seeing, he's like 13 months old.
Nice. He's 13 months old.
Well, you just deserve all the congratulations in the world, because that's such a milestone. It's such a milestone. It's crazy, right? Like, who were you last year before this, you know?
I was just a hot mess who didn't know what the heck I was doing.
And so then how about now?
Still a hot mess. Still don't know what I'm doing, but more confident in that.
Yes. Unafraid to just say, hey, there's no guidebook. There's no real rules to this. It's just.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you've been busy since we talked. We last talked on June 19th. On Juneteenth, and I know I've just been seeing, you know, ups and downs, right, for business projects and everything. And I definitely wanted to get into some of your cool projects today, and maybe in the second hour we'll talk about the Soul Movement, as I've been calling it, but maybe it has a different name.
No, that sounds good.
Yeah, Soul Movement. But yeah, I guess first of all, like, I know when we talked before, it was, you know, you were looking at some opportunities for Nadine's Kitchen, which is Grace Love's, kind of, would you say it's your dream project to have the restaurant?
Yeah. In whatever form it would be in. I have a couple of ideas of how it's going to take shape in the next few years, but yeah, definitely. Like a space for people to break bread and eat together.
Yeah. And to eat your food, which is, which is Peninsula famous, right? Maybe it's beyond Peninsula famous, but I like the sound of Peninsula famous.
Yeah, I like that too. That makes me feel like that makes me feel good. I don't know if it's Peninsula famous, but it's definitely, people know about it. So
it's PT famous, you know, and we're basically all that matters on the Peninsula.
That's pretty much right.
Take that, PA. sorry, South County. This is why I'm never trying to get elected to anything again. I can say whatever I want for the most part. So Nadine's Kitchen, you almost had like a retail space to move into, or maybe a couple, but those didn't work out. You know, are you is that going on the back burner for now, especially with COVID and everything, or are you still on the hunt to get yourself a spot?
All right, Paul, you get the inside.
Ooh, yes.
Nadine's Kitchen will be at Aldridge's.
No way.
Yeah.
Whoa, I need the air horn sound. Hang on, I got to get the air horn sound. And then you got to tell me again. Oh, that's awesome. Oh, my God, that's yes. So... Wow. Okay, so there's going to be sushi and Nadine's Kitchen at Aldrich's?
Yeah.
That's what you're telling me?
Yeah.
That, yeah. That, I cannot believe that. Oh, my God. That is so rad, Grace. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, man. Okay, so, you know, I've been meaning to get Yoss on this show because I've just been so curious about what he's been up to, but I also don't want to, like, blow up his spot and just, you know, make him say everything. But that, I am yeah. So excited.
Yeah. So we'll be doing some old school Aldridge's favorites, but I want everyone to know that we're going to change it up a little bit. So you're not going to get all the things that you love from the past. We're going to make it new and awesome and still locally grown and really good versions of different things. And I'm really excited to take over that space. And we'll be downstairs. We'll be the main, you know, place where you're going to get all your food.
So you guys will be like over in the, where the deli was kind of in that section?
Yes. Yep. Exactly.
And you're going to be doing like hot and cold?
Yep. Hot and cold. And for COVID reasons, you know, a lot of everything's going to be prepackaged.
Uh-huh.
And even as we, you know, move towards whatever happens, we don't know what's going to happen. But yeah, from now until, you know, when we open or whatever, we're definitely going to just have hot and cold to go stuff. And we're going to have some dinner options as well. But just be prepared to let your taste buds dance and have a good time.
Oh, my God. That is so exciting. So is this really the first public announcement? Because I haven't seen, I mean, obviously, this is a total surprise to me. This is great news.
Yeah, that's awesome that it is. I mean, I've told a few people and it's been on my Instagram stories. But no, I haven't really actually made like official announcement. So, yeah, this is the official announcement.
That is so cool. So, and I was here in October for Aldrich's opening, and I understand that things get moved back all the time. So I'm not like,
yeah,
you know, yeah, if it has to be November.
So, yeah, that's the plan. Yeah, that's the plan. But, yeah, just be ready to have that change because COVID has, oh, it's very surprising, COVID. Yeah.
COVID has changed all of our lives, you know.
Yep.
I mean, you know, I haven't been talking about it, you know, too much, like, you know, because like, just, it's just kind of wild how these things happen. But like, you know, my life is just substantially different, you know, because of COVID, and in some ways it's better, you know, like I'm in a place that's actually, you know, 'cause all the realness comes out, right? We all just like suffered through that quarantine and then through the uncertainties and all of our plans getting thrown away. But like, you know, I'm one of those silver lining people a little bit. Like I've tried to be optimistic about things. And I guess like it's hard to do that when I look at like politics in our country and polarization, right? Like I can't get optimistic about, you know, are police going to stop killing black people? But I can get optimistic about like a lot of us personal struggles can be, you know, really we can be made better people through the grind of COVID in certain ways.
Yes. Oh, I think so. I think it's a time for growth. And it's also, you know, people have had some comments like, why are you trying to start a business in COVID? And that really pisses me off because I'm not trying to start anything. Nadine's has been around for 6 years and I've been doing stuff for a long time. So when people do that, I don't like that belittlement, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, no, I'm not trying to start something. I'm trying to facilitate something that I've been dreaming about for a long time.
Yeah.
And for me, for, you know, food stuff, like what a better time to like practice and like get really good and have quality stuff that you want to, you know, put out to people. So when I hear that, I'm like, yeah, no, this is, I've been growing for a long time. And this period has been to like really hone in on the things that I really love, you know?
Well, and if you're doing mostly takeaway, you know, to the naysayers out there who, you know, I'm sure still great people who might've said, why are you opening a business? Like right now, takeout business, takeout food, you know, is actually like doing pretty well. Like I know some small business owners who actually are making like heads and tails above what they were making pre-COVID.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
It depends on your product. It depends on your product and how you're delivering.
Yeah, and I'm actually sitting at Lila's Kitchen out in the business park.
I haven't been there yet.
Across from Discovery Bay Brewing.
Yeah.
And two of my favorite places. And I'm going to get lunch at the Gorilla Kitchen because it's going to be... I love it. I'm like addicted. And it's so nice to have diversity of food, you know, in Port Townsend. So,
I keep forgetting about the Gorilla Kitchen. I need to get out there. Like, I saw those steam buns. Those steam buns are just, but it's like, sometimes I got this problem, right? Like I forget that part of Port Townsend exists. Like, nope.
A lot of people do, but I'm just like, it's happening.
What should I get for lunch? Oh, Penny Savers right there. I guess it's Turkey Mighty Bites again.
They're never going to go anywhere. That's I know about Mighty Bites. No. They're not going to go nowhere.
They'll always be with us.
Yeah.
Did you see Jacqueline Connor breaded and deep fried a Turkey Mighty Bite?
Oh, my God.
She lost her mind. I was like, it could be like a Monte Cristo, but like, I don't know. Anyway, we don't need to talk about that. We won't talk about it. But Gorilla Kitchen, I've been wanting to go. And I've been meaning to get Wendy from Lila's Kitchen, right? Wendy Davis is the one who's running that?
Yes.
I've been meaning to get Wendy, and we actually talked about having her on this show. So at some point, I do need to do that. And I do need to go eat Walter's food.
You really do. Like, it's going to change your life. Every time I see his new menu, I'm like, okay, so I know what I'm doing Friday.
Yeah. So what's on the menu this Friday over at Gorilla Kitchen, just for fun? Do you know?
I think there is pork belly steam buns, the mushroom steam buns, and a salad. I can't read that far from here. I only order the steam buns.
Yep. That's what I would get. I love those things. Oh, my God. I love them so much.
They're so good.
This is good. So I guess you know where if you want to go have lunch with Grace Love, you all know how to do that now. But only, but only chill people. Okay. So this whole thing with like with Aldrich's is pretty much like a huge step, right? And it's also what I see as Aldrich's moving towards real local emphasis, right? Because they're like keeping the sushi, and the sushi's moving downstairs, right? Something like that.
Yeah, we're gonna be sharing the little space down there.
And then so it's like sushi and Nadine's Kitchen, which is like, man, whatever your craving is, like pretty much Aldrich's will be able to provide that. And then you got Jeanette making bread, right?
Like Seal Dog, she's gonna be making all the pastries for us.
Oh, everything. So
yeah.
We'll get a little more into the soul movement in the second half, but are you going to be able to buy Grace Love products there? Soul movement products?
We're working on that too.
Nice. Oh, that's so rad. That's so rad. So for people saying like, you know, it's a terrible time to open a business. You're right. If it's a bar, it's probably a terrible time to open your bar. It is probably the wrong time to open your karaoke lounge. You know, maybe save that dream. I would tell you to save that dream. Grace Love would tell you to save that dream. But if you have a different business dream, one that maybe is, you know, like something where it can really be to go food, you know, like, I mean, don't sleep. Like, and especially right now, I mean, like, yeah, it's, I don't know. So that is great, because I know you were on a yo-yo kind of with figuring out what to do about that. I'm not going to join the naysayers, but I will say like, you know, are you worried about balancing, you know, all your other stuff going on with your life with Nadine's? Do you have a good support team or do you need more people on that? Are you going to be hiring? What's the deal?
Oh, well, I have an incredible crew of people that I'm so lucky. Like, it's kind of like, you know, I've had to work with a lot of different, you know, energies in Port Townsend. And then somehow the universe is like, okay, all right, I'm done testing you.
Yeah.
I'm going to provide some of the most amazing quality, top-notch people to be on your team. But in saying that, too, we might have some openings eventually, you know, because people are going to want to take time off.
Oh, for sure.
But right now we're all set. Definitely.
Okay. All right. And you can't give us a date yet.
Can't give you a date yet, no.
But it saying this fall is pretty likely.
Yes.
Okay, and so last thing on Aldrich's before we go take a little musical break, can you give us any menu teasers? Is there any? I know you've already given us so many secrets, but can you? Are there any menu teasers you can give the listeners out there for what they can expect from Nadine's at Aldrich's?
Okay, like a specific Nadine's thing that I've been working on and have kind of been very proud of is my stuffed cornbread. And it has chorizo and zucchini and garlic and onion and fresh corn. And these are all local ingredients. And I'm using Finn River grain flour. So I'm just saying it's the bee's knees and it's a meal all in itself. I'm just excited to share that with y'all.
Did you hear me salivate? Because I pretty much almost drooled on the mic. I'm not kidding. Like, I've never had anything like close to what that sounds like, a stuffed cornbread, but I love cornbread and I love chorizo and oh my God. Okay. All right. And then just imagining putting like, you know, but you don't even need to put chili on that. Like, but still. Oh,
no,
man.
You can, but It's a meal all itself. And it's not like, you know, when you think cornbread, it's kind of dry.
Yeah.
This is so, I hate this word, but I'm going to use it. It's so moist.
Oh, moist. You're one of the moist haters. I promise. We'll try to keep moist out of there. But now it's, I'm such a troll too. So I'm like, how can I work moist into the second half? Let's see. I'm going to get her.
I know you are.
No, I'll go easy. Well, you know, one more time, the three cheers for you, Grace, and Nadine's Kitchen at Aldrich's. We're so excited. It's awesome news. I'm super, super happy for you. And I know
thank you.
Filter listeners, you got it here first. Although if you're Instagram following Grace Love, you probably got it there. But, you know, that's why they pay us the big bucks to break you the big news. So keep that in mind. Support your local radio station, KPTZ. Grace Love is here. Grace Love is an accomplished musician, as well as a chef, as well as a mother, as well as an activist. She is everything. She is all. She's the total package. And she brought us a song today. Do you want to introduce it?
Yeah, this song is Boilin' by Disclosure featuring Sinead Hartnett. And it is one of my favorite songs. When I'm feeling like I can't push the limits, this song gets to me.
Here we go. Let's let it get to us.
Boiling, boiling in me. Someone is toying, toying with me. It won't get out. It won't stop. It don't move out. It won't leave. It won't get out. It won't stop. It don't move out. Of your poison, your poison is sweet, so sweet. You won't give up, and I won't up and go. I don't know how. You won't give up, and I won't up and go. Just had enough. I won't leave. You won't give up, and I won't up and go. I don't know how. Just had enough. I need it now.
Yes. I need it now. I need Nadine's Kitchen now. Oh, wait, I forgot something. Hang on.
KPTZ is supported by Poor House, a craft beer bar and bottle shop on the beach in Port Townsend. 7 days a week at 2231 Washington Street. More info at ptpoorhouse.com.
I need it now, but I can wait until, I'm just going to say November. I'm just going to say November, you know, because I don't want to get too excited, right? But Yas, it better be by November or I'm coming for you. I know where you live. You live across the street from my best friend. And I know. It's like a field of Priuses at that house. It's so funny. I love it. It's just like, you know, it's like somebody planted a Prius garden, you know, and they really lucked out.
I need to get one of those.
I know, right? Oh, and yep. Save money on the gas and hopefully you don't have to pay for it if your seeds work out. we're talking to Grace Love. A stunning musician, a renowned, a peninsula famous chef, and maybe beyond, you know, because we have a lot of listeners from around the country. So I keep calling it like the soul movement, and I don't want to like take a name because I mean, like, so Grace has created a couple products now, right? You got at least two products that I know of. Soul Drop Biscuits, which maybe is not the full title, and then the Soul Punch, which is my favorite name for anything ever. it's just like so good. It's just, I mean, so these are take home products basically that, you know, you wouldn't buy in a restaurant. You'd buy them as like to go. It's sort of, but let's talk first about the new one. Soul Drop Biscuits. Is that its formal title?
Yeah, Soul Drop Biscuits.
And it's a mix,
Kistler,
right?
Finn River. Yeah. It's a Finn River grain product. Keith Kistler meals it in Chimicum, and it just came about. It was like, hey, Grace, we want to collab with you. And I was like, okay. I've never done this before. So I just got a bunch of amazing flour to test some soul biscuits with, some soul biscuit recipes with, and this one worked out and it tastes amazing. So good.
Are they like instant biscuits? Are they? So is this like you have to add water, maybe eggs, or what? What do you have to add? Well, you don't necessarily add eggs to biscuits, right?
No, yeah, these biscuits are like what I grew up with. This recipe. So usually my dad would use lard or shortening, but in these biscuits, because I'm classy, we're going to use unsalted butter and 1/4 cup of milk, and that's all you have to add to these biscuits.
Wow.
The baking powder, the sugar, and the salt are all already in there. So all you have to do is cube up some butter, add some milk, mix with your hands, because I like that, breaking up the clump of butter, because you get little clumps of butter in each little bite that you have, and it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, so I was always taught you. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, no, yeah. And then you put them in the hot oven and enjoy them with your favorite preserve.
So my mom always had me, because my mom's from Texas, she would always make biscuits, and we'd have to cut up the butter. And I swear I was always doing it with two butter knives, and it just would take forever. Like, I was like, and I don't know if this was just like, Mom, if you're listening now, maybe I remember this wrong, but like, you know, were you just torturing me, Mom? Like, couldn't you have bought like one of those little cutter things that I have now where you just like, and it's done? Like,
yeah, probably.
But you break it up with your hands?
Oh, yeah. I mean, so I this is maybe far out, but I did Ancestry DNA and like just noticed a lot of things as my dad when I grew up. He used to eat with his hands a lot. And a lot of like African countries, they eat with their hands a lot as well. Like Nigerians love to eat fufu with their hands. So I just love the texture of feeling things with my hands, because it's just, I don't know, it just, you have more control over it than a beater or I wish Jeanette was here with me, because then she could tell me what the heck the thing is. you just break it up with your hands. You cut your butter up with a sharp knife and then toss it in that flour, beat it up with your hands, and it's amazing. It's amazing.
That's so cool.
Butter pocket.
Well, and I love that there's like the ancestry connection too. You know, like that it is something. And I mean, like the best chefs will tell you too, that's like, how are we supposed to work without our hands? You know, I think it was Dave Chang was saying that recently on a podcast. He's like, you know, what really is the future for us post COVID if like I can't serve food where I'm just using my bare hand to like understand the food? Like that's just you're missing something. You miss something when you're not really actively engaging with the food like that. My concern would be that if I'm going to go do it Grace Love style, that which, you know, like is something we should all aspire to doing in life, is doing it Grace Love style. Like I'm just going to melt that butter with my hands. Like it's just not even going to be like clumpy. It's going to lose all its coldness. And then it won't have these little butter pockets. Cause like, I'll just have hands covered in melted butter. Is that, like, how do I don't know. Like I'm trying to picture it in my mind.
Paul, breathe.
Okay.
Paul.
Okay. I'm trying.
Okay. You got to take it out of the refrigerator. Just, you know, take it out of the refrigerator.
Yeah. Okay.
Use a sharp knife because it's going to be, you know, refrigerated. So it'll be still a little bit firm. And then you cut it up into little cubes and then you put it in the flour. And then you mix it up with the flour. And the flour is going to, like, coat that butter. So you're going to be fine.
Gotcha. So
we'll do it back.
So, okay. I'm going to take a deep breath and I'm going to think about this.
Yep.
And, like, how small should the cubes be? Maybe I'm getting too specific, but I don't really care if our listeners don't want to hear this.
You're thinking about it too much.
See, this is what I do. See, this is I'm like an average cook, but like my problem is I get stuck in the recipe and in the methoda, you know.
Oh.
Like sometimes it's so hard for me to break out of that, and I feel like if I do break out of that, that I'm just gonna mess it up and I'm gonna waste food, you know.
Yeah, we're gonna have a couple cooking classes for you, okay?
Oh, yes.
Ain't got to worry about that.
Oh, yes. So this is another thing maybe with Nadine's Kitchen that can combine. Or maybe this is part of the soul movement. This is the soul food. I mean, soul food's been said, but, you know, like, so Soul Drop biscuits, can we buy them now? Where can we buy a bag of Soul Drop biscuit flour, ready mix biscuit mix?
Eventually it'll be on my website. But for now it's on the, Jefferson County Farmers Market website through Finn River. And you can buy it. Usually the doors open online at 5:30 till 1 PM on Thursday. So that's where you can get it for now until I get my site all updated and everything. And then I'll send you a link when you can buy it directly from me.
That's perfect. So right now you could even then have it delivered to you because the farmer's market's been delivering to people then.
Yeah, with the PT Peddler, I think, or the Peddler PT.
Something like that, yeah. I still haven't done that. I need to do that because I'm lazy and I want biscuits and I don't want to have to actually like open the joy of cooking. And, oh, you know, it's like an average recipe, but, you know, it's... I'm ready for something different, and I'm definitely ready to support you. So like,
oh, I appreciate it.
On it. Soul Drop biscuits. And wait, so real quick, talking about the flour that's in them, I feel like that's important. So that the Kistlers, who own Finn River, they are growing this grain and then, milling it for you, or are they buying the grain elsewhere and milling it? What's the deal with that?
No. Keith does it all.
Wow.
He's like a one-man shop.
That's
he's
amazing.
He's growing it, he's milling it, and he is making it available to everybody because they have different varieties. They have spelt flour, they have red Russian flour, they have all kinds of these beautiful flours. Y'all, I'm telling you, just use them. I'm going to even test out some fried chicken with one of their flours to see if I can even use it in my chicken recipe. So, I'm going to need some taste testers. So.
Oh, hey, hi. Hey, remember me?
But yeah, they're doing wonderful things out there. Finn River is not just an institution. It's just it should be a way of thought in life because they've been so supportive to so many different local businesses and just want, you know, community. And it's just incredible to even be on their radar. I really appreciate them very much, and I hope they're hearing this.
Well, so let's move on to Soul Punch. We talked about Soul Punch a little bit last time, but, you know, honestly, I can't quite remember. Was it like a – tell us again about Soul Punch.
So So quickly, a Soul Punch is just, it's my black tea mixed with brown sugar and a mint simple syrup that I make, a brown sugar mint simple syrup. So it's less sweet than a traditional, when you think of sweet tea. And it's the kind of sweet tea is my little motto. And yeah, it's just, we batch it every week. And it is pretty much my favorite caffeinated beverage.
Is it super caffeinated? Like, will it just set you going?
Oh, it'll get you going. Well, it's like, it's a black tea based tea. Yeah.
Like energy down in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. Here's a Soul Punch.
Exactly.
Oh, man, that was so good. So good it hurts. Soul Punch.
I'm going to bring you some.
I won't be able to stop. I love it. And I really want some. I love sweet tea. I don't drink it a lot. You know, usually I drink like black coffee in the mornings and the afternoons, you know, like I was going to say, I'm not necessarily just drinking booze in the afternoons, but I mean, this summer has definitely been some of that.
But yeah,
I mean, what are you going to do? You know, like,
exactly.
But could you adulterate Soul Punch with your favorite, alcoholic adulterant?
Yeah. I mean, I've tried it in a couple of things. Rum is the one that works the best. Cause it gives it a little bite, but yeah, I think it's straight up and down, if you don't want that two-sided horse, I would just drink it straight without any booze.
Got it. And it's pre-sweetened, right? So you don't have to sweeten it. Because it's got the...
Sweeten. You gotta do nothing but drink it.
Just a Graceland proprietary blend.
Mm-hmm.
That is rad. And so are there any Soul products on the horizon that you can think of? Or is this kind of like what you're doing for right now?
There's two. There's two down the line that I see coming out. One is a Soul cookie, and the other is a Soul chai. So, yeah.
Nice.
Always thinking.
Yeah. And the chai. I was going to say something. I was like, well, you're making all my white lady friend's happy, but I like a chai too. I love a good chai, so I'm in the same.
Yeah, I love me a good chai too.
What's in the Soul cookie?
It's a molasses based cookie with a dark Moscovo sugar.
Ooh.
So it's rich and light and fluffy.
Ooh.
And I'm really excited about doing some test batches of that too.
Well, and all these products may be, well, probably should be and will be available, hopefully, in and around, if not in Nadine's kitchen itself, then in Aldrich's.
Yeah, hopefully.
I love it. So would you say that, you know, since we talked in June, does it feel like things are looking up at least for your business?
Yes, definitely looking up. A lot of more work to do, but I have faith that I will have to stick around Port Townsend for a while.
Yeah, we want to keep you here.
Yeah.
You know, and hopefully we can get your brother back, and maybe the next time he comes, he won't get pulled over by the police.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, can we just stop? Jefferson County Sheriff's, Port Townsend Police, just stop. Please stop pulling over Grace Love's brother.
Please.
Just, like, make a note of the car next time, you know, and I don't know. Maybe stop. Yeah, anyways, stop it all. Stop it all. We don't need to be like, yes, just stop. Just stop. Just stop. Just stop. You know what? Just stop. Just, it's cool.
Yes.
Just stop. Well, before we go, before we let you off the line to go get your Gorilla Kitchen lunch, do you have any shout outs, anything you want to tell the three listeners we have right now?
Okay, so all three of y'all, we appreciate you. I want to shout out to Jeanette of Seal Dog and now Aldridge's. You are amazing. You're a great friend, and I'm really honored to be working in the same space with you. To my Milo's grandma, I love you. I love Tim and Linda, and just all of the people that I love and that love me and support me and have kept me sane. I appreciate you. And Paul Rice for always reaching out in the weirdest times, and I'm always like, oh, I want to do this, and then I do it, and I have an amazing time, and I feel so much better. So I appreciate you.
Well, and I appreciate the exclusive Nadine's Kitchen at Aldrich's in the fall.
Yay!
I can't wait. I'm so excited, and I'm excited for you, and I'll be there with bells on, buying everything you have when the time comes.
All right. That sounds great. Thank you, Paul.
Thanks, Grace. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Bye.